Holy moly, it's been a while since we did this.
Relax, it's flax.
There you go.
Oh, that felt so good.
You've been doing it with yourself lately.
Yeah.
How did you stand in on the show and then do Relax, It's Flax?
Well, I decided I would bring Jono and Kat in, and then we decided we would talk about and discuss Cliff Central Commune.
Oh, what's Cliff Central Commune?
It's this residence at Cliff Central that we want to start.
Oh.
Some bunk beds, like, on the top rooms and stuff like that.
Sounds horrible.
No, it sounds genius.
How are you going to pull women and take them to your bunk bed at Cliff Central?
I don't need to, because I'm going through celibacy?
Yeah, celibacy, that's how
celibacy.
You say it. You've been on this for a month now.
A month, and I'm going for one more month.
Okay, and what are you learning about yourself?
I'm actually learning a lot. I'm learning how, like, just to focus on myself, focus on my work, only give time to my work, focus on, like, my gym and stuff.
Are you in the midst of a life crisis, Flax?
I'm in the midst of a change. You know that change where you go from what's the name, teenagehood to adulthood? I'm going through that.
But
so this is the transition. I'm shedding my skin.
But how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. So that ends with the word teen coming out of your age number. So 19... When you go 20, that's when that should happen.
Yeah, but I was a late bloomer because I was fat.
Oh, I see. Emotionally, where are you at?
Emotionally, you see, this is where the journey kicks in. Emotionally, I'm preparing myself for that change.
Who is Michael Flax?
Michael Flax is shedding his snake skin.
Snake skin?
Yes.
You had snake skin.
Well, I'm shedding my teen years.
Teen years.
So now's the time when I take on more responsibility.
Okay, when was the last time you cried?
Sure, years ago. I'm not much of a crier. I think I was still fat when I cried.
Oh, were you crying about how fat you were?
Yeah, those are dark days.
Okay, how was the past month?
Past month's been good.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot out of me to transcend into this whole no woman thing.
Mm.
I mean, the urge comes along and you have to fight the urge with another. Like, I go for a run or...
masturbation.
No masturbation. That is devil work.
Oh, you haven't masturbated for a whole month?
No.
Jono in the room next door says you're lying.
No, I'm serious about this.
Oh, it's not like we're going to ever know. Jono says he'll know. Well, that's weird.
There's none of that happening.
That's okay. So when you are happy in the morning, you go for a run.
No, I go for a pee. The reason why you get an erection in the morning is because your bladder gets filled with water and then it pushes up against this thing that causes you to have an erection.
No, that's
so
not true.
So you pee and it goes away.
That's
I'm telling you.
Literally not true.
I'm telling you. Even Dr. Cindy agreed.
Okay, and if you happen to be driving and you see a provocative billboard and you're in your car, then will you pee in the car?
You can switch on a song and then you instantly distracted.
What if you forget how it works?
No, you never. It's like once you leave training wheels, you never need training wheels.
Okay.
I know it's a lot for y'all to take in because it hasn't been accepted by society what I'm doing.
I'm concerned about you.
There's no health risks whatsoever.
No, not about that. I feel like you're in the midst of a crisis.
I am.
And you don't know what's going on in your life.
I don't.
So what are we going to do to fix
this? I'm figuring it out. And I'm using the song, and I'm going to figure it out on the way.
What song is that?
Do you know that Lizzie McGuire movie?
Lizzie McGuire?
Yes.
She's the last thing you should be drawing inspiration from.
She's got that song.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with you, Flax. We're gonna have to...
We'll uncover it over the next few weeks until 29th is when it ends.
The birthday party?
Yes.
The 29th of May. What happens on the 29th
That's
of May?
That's when I end the celibacy.
Okay. All right. So when Cliff Central turns one, you ejaculate.
No.
Is that what you...
That's when I stop my quest, and that's when I find myself.
But that's... There is so much wrong with what you're saying. Let's get into... I can't actually relax. You're stressing me out, Flax. This is all stressing me out.
Because
I'm very worried about you.
It's not accepted by society yet, but more people do it, the more society will accept something like this, and then it will become sort of a norm that people take breaks, and then they come back, and then they take breaks so that they learn to sort of like when they get it back, it feels more amazing. Imagine you didn't have McDonald's for like a month, and then you had it. Like, it's unbelievable, that burger. It's like the first time you've ever had it.
Okay. Okay, so good luck to that poor woman. let's get into Relax It's Flax. What are we talking?
So, there was a lady working at a coffee shop, and her rent was overdue. They gave her notice and everything. And a guy found out about this, just like through the grapevine, overheard her speaking. And he went there, he got a coffee, he got like a burger, a meal, everything cost him $43. He left a $3,000 tip.
Wow. Sure.
How's that for paid forward?
36,000 rand.
And this whole paid forward comes from this guy called Rich Specht, who lost his 20-month-old son in a drowning accident. After he and his wife wanted to thank those who helped pay for the funeral, he basically created this paid forward generous tip.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
There a movie? There's a movie called Pay It Forward.
Wait, no, I have seen the movie. Remind me of it.
It's a movie about paying it forward.
And it's got, yes, and it's got that kid that says, "I see dead people."
Yes,
Haley Joel Osment.
He's in it with I think Helen Hunt is also in that movie. So is this based on that?
I think the movie came out after that.
What's the biggest tip you've ever left?
Sure, catch me at a club, I'll probably give you like $50. Otherwise, I'll stick to 10%.
Okay, yeah, 10% is kind of the way to go. But sometimes a waiter or a waitress can really make an impact on...
Drivers, I give 10 rand.
An impact on you, like an Uber driver.
No, I don't tip Uber drivers.
Right.
Because the reason we have Uber is so that you don't have to bring cash.
So what other drivers are you talking about?
Like Mr. Delivery or Jono Gets Wimpy Every Day.
So you tip Jono?
I tip Jono's drivers.
Okay, what else?
So they've conducted a whole study to figure out when like people want to have sex.
Yeah.
And it comes out that men want to have sex in the morning.
I saw this morning.
At about 7:54 a.m. Mm. And women want to have it late at night at like 11:21 p.m. How mad's that?
And what is the reason for this?
Well, I assume men morning glory and women to help them sleep.
So compromise would be like, what, 3 a.m?
Yeah, set an alarm for 3 a.m.
Okay, but not in your case because you're not doing any of
no,
this.
No, mine's, okay. Well...
Your peak time is never.
Never for the next month. Okay. Well, I'm going one more month. It's going to be unbelievable.
Okay. Jonah Hill, what's up?
So Jonah Hill's acting in a new movie, film Moneyball. And now he's put on so much weight.
No, but he was in Moneyball in 2011.
Oh, then I got it wrong. So he's acting in a new movie, and it's not Moneyball.
Yeah.
But basically, he's had to put on so much new weight for this movie.
His weight
obese now.
Fluctuates. 250 pounds he lost for Moneyball in 2011. And now these pictures, I saw some of them a little earlier on today. He's chubby.
He's fat.
He's overweight.
And I was just thinking... What extent would I go for a movie? I mean, take Justin Bieber. He's cut his hair for a movie now. Mm. Like, would I... Like, I've heard of that one guy that went, like, really thin to act in that one movie.
That was Christian Bale, I think, yeah.
And then he, like, didn't have water for 3 days.
Yeah, The Machinist.
And I was just like, what extent would I go for a movie?
Well, I think you'd actually go pretty far because you are embarking on a process of celibacy. A quest of... Well, not really quest, because quest implies that at the end there'll be some sort of result.
Well, I'll be a conqueror.
A conqueror of what?
I'll just have achieved this month that I've set out.
Okay. I'm genuinely concerned.
It's got a lot to do with the fact of society doesn't accept it. That's one of the things I want to do.
But I think it's a front for a much deeper emotional issue.
It is.
That you've just recently finished varsity. Do you know the law of sevens?
No.
So there's a law of sevens that every 7 years in your life, or about every 7 years in your life, there's a big change that you have to try and deal with. So when you're 7 years old, you start out and you go to high school. When you're 14 years old, you are sort of... When you're 7 years old, you're starting primary school. Mm-hmm. When you're 14 years old, you're going into high school. Sometimes you can relate back to religion. So when you're 13 and you're a Jewish boy, you have a bar mitzvah. It's a quest into manhood. Then when you're 21, you've finished at varsity. You sometimes may be moving out the house if you're not Jewish. But if you're Jewish, you're staying right there. But big changes happen.
But now I'm 22, so I missed it.
But I said around. There's a theory of sort of sevens around. So I think that you're in a process now. You've just recently finished university. university, you're now in the working world, there's a lot of adjustments, you're trying to figure out what your life is about, what your purpose is, who you are, and I think this is a front for that.
Maybe we should pull up my star sign and read that and see.
Okay, well, we can do your spirit animal.
What's the spirit animal?
Spirit animal is a very good way to it's primal astrology. I'm going to look it up. While I look it up, please tell me about Justin Bieber.
So, as you said earlier with the vent, Justin Bieber is going to be acting in the new Zoolander movie. He spent a bit of time in Rome filming it, got in a lot of trouble. I take that back. I wouldn't say trouble because he arrived at his hotel and Interpol came and wanted to speak to him because he's on the watch list because of what he did in Argentina. And if you don't know what he did in Argentina, basically he got one of his, well, allegedly got one of his bodyguards to go beat up a photog.
Oh, no. Okay, you were born in?
In September.
What year?
92.
1992, okay, September, which would be the 9th month. The 22nd of September is when you were born.
No, 14th.
14th of September. Okay, you were born on the 14th of September, which means that your birthday falls between the 23rd of August and the 22nd of September, yes?
Yes.
Your spirit animal is the penguin.
Is that because I was fat?
No, it's just what it is. Okay. Intelligent, curious, and social, those born under the sign of the penguin love nothing more than coming up with creative solutions to any kind of problem. This is the sign of thinkers and analysts, those inquisitive about how everything works. Members of the sign are often intellectually advanced at an early age, and this strong desire to learn drives the majority of their life decisions as they grow up. Like the animal namesake, those born under the sign of the penguin do a great deal of work on their own, but always come back to their social group at the end of the day. These colonies are made up of both friends and family, with each individual assisting as part of the team. This is the way that they thrive, and when they thrive, so does everyone around them. Let's have a look.
That's very true, because sometimes at Cliff Central, I'll go like work on my own, but then I always come back to like the main desk.
To the group there. Each individual's attitude is by far the most important control factor in their lives. This shows up most strongly in their relationships with other people. Penguins need to accept what comes their way and learn to trust their instincts. This sign is expected to have big ups and big downs, but they must always do their best to maintain a positive attitude, otherwise they risk wasting their talents and pushing other people away. Despite their vast intelligence, members of the sign also make a lot of mistakes in love. They are often too flighty, judgmental, and too quick to give up on romantic relationships. Though they think they need variety in life, they tend to keep coming back to the same types of relationships with the same types of people.
Yeah.
Because many will have early success in school and in problem solving, others will likely encourage penguins to use their gifts in specific certain ways. Every sign has to follow their heart and their instincts, yet one's talents are also often useful in the pursuit of goals. Members of the sign can be creative thinkers. Penguins have many strengths in the working world. Precise, resilient, and ambitious, they have superb memory for details. They are great analysts, great at problem solving, and inventing new ways of thinking. Still within the depths of themselves lies a strong desire to be of service to others, a humanitarian idealism that continues to pester the soul long after other paths have been chosen. Other famous penguins include Nick Jonas. Michelle Williams.
Don't know who that is.
Chris Pine. Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay.
Ricky Lake.
Don't know.
Mark Anthony. Salma Hayek. Rachel Ray.
Don't know.
Barry White.
Don't know. I know Barry Manilow.
No, it's a different one. He's not a penguin. So. did some of that ring true?
The creative thinking.
Yeah.
The always go back to the same woman.
Yeah.
And that's very, very unhealthy.
True. Yeah. Especially if she hits you. She hits you.
No. What else got said? I can't remember.
Yeah. Well,
but it was pretty spot on.
I actually skipped out quite a bit. If you want to find out what primal zodiac sign you are, you can go to primalastrology.com. They tell you for days and days all about yourself. Alright, that's Justin Bieber done.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah. What's happening with her?
So she went on some billionaire's, like, aeroplane.
Yeah.
And she took her dog, and her dog attacked the stewardess.
It's never going to be good.
Yeah, apparently bit her hand and actually drew blood. How mad's that?
Well,
Barbara Streisand. I don't even know who she is, but she's pretty famous.
What do you think she does, Barbara Streisand?
I just know her from that song, Barbara Streisand.
What do you think she does? Take a guess.
Model?
Okay. I'm not going to tell you.
No, that's so unfair.
Do you think she's old or young?
Old.
Okay. Do you think she's man or woman?
Woman.
Do you think that she has got a nice nose or a horrible nose?
Sure, that I can't tell.
Okay. Do you have any interest in finding out more about her?
Yes.
Okay, so then you must Google it.
Visit BarbaraStreisand.com.
There you go. You'll find out information. Would you ever go to a concert of hers?
Oh, so she's a singer.
Well, maybe. She could do a lot of things at a concert.
So she does sing that song. No, that's duck sauce.
You're such a problem. Okay, what else?
Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
She's recently got Tinder. So what she's doing is she's making these Tinder dates, but then she's filming them. So she gets a crew to film her Tinder dates, and then she's going to make it into a reality series.
Well, I mean, the guy's going to know that it's her, though, so it's not very natural, is it?
But still, it's like, imagine getting swiped right by Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, but then you arrive and there's like a camera crew at the date.
But still, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, okay, you're not understanding my point here, that there's nothing natural about this.
Well, I don't know, it's still a chance to meet Lindsay Lohan and get Hilary Duff.
Okay.
Why did I keep saying Lindsay Lohan?
I don't know, you're very confused about a hell of a lot of things at the moment, clearly. Let's talk porn.
So, do you remember Gareth had Bonnie Rotten on your show, those two porn stars?
Yes, I do remember.
Way back
this.
In the day. So,
well, we're only a year old, so not that far long ago.
Okay, about like, how, it would have been like 7 months? No, maybe 5 months, 7 months?
Okay.
So what she's done now is she's taken advantage of the New York state law that allows women to go topless in public.
Yeah.
And she's posted up a photo of her in New York just topless, and everyone's like staring at her.
I didn't know you could go topless in public in New York.
Mm.
Wow.
How about that, eh? Manhattan.
I just came from there.
Did you not see any topless people?
No, definitely not. I don't remember that at all.
Was it winter?
No, it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't, you know, get your tits out weather, but it was okay.
But
that's
next,
amazing.
Next time you go back, like, you can do it.
Well, I can't do it.
Well, anybody can do it.
Okay.
It's topless.
Wow. That's amazing. All right, let's talk Tara Reid. She likes to go topless.
So, Tara Reid, some guy from work fancy.
You know, the only person I think that finds Tara Reid interesting and relevant for is you. Because this is not the first time you've brought this Tara Reid woman here.
She's really cool.
She's so old school.
No, she's new school rock.
No, she's not. She's like, you don't know who Barbara Streisand is, but you think Tara Reid is relevant.
Well, we all...
You're in the midst of a crisis.
We've all seen Tara Reid's movie.
Maybe you need to go to yoga classes.
I want to go to yoga, but what happened was I registered and then they cancelled it. I was going to go to yoga in the park, but then it got cancelled due to rain.
I think you need to find something. You're looking
like
for
a hobby.
You're looking for something. There's something
DJ.
Lacking. Yeah, no, that's not...
Funkmaster Flax.
Oh,
no, I'm joking.
Okay. Tara Reid.
So, some guy fancied her from work. Somehow they got connected and he spent over $100,000 of his, like, you know, some works give you like expense money. Mm-hmm. He used that on Tara Reid, taking her out for dinner, to like bowling, and now she doesn't even like call him no more.
That's an odd story.
Now he got fired.
Oh, shame.
How mad's that? I would never spend $100,000 of my work money on Tara Reid.
Yeah, well, no one would ever give you $100,000 in work money.
But she's gotten really hot though, and then she posted up a photo of her in a bra playing bowling. How mad's that?
Just to be like Dafka.
I don't know. It raised a lot of attention. She floats in and out of social media.
Yeah, but she's so damn irrelevant. Okay, I think the most important is that, how much content do you have today? There's like pages and pages here.
Well, I always overcompensate just in case you need.
Okay, I really want to go through this because everybody's going to be watching this over the weekend, the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight.
Mm. Saturday... Sunday morning?
Yeah, it's
yes, Ben said it.
3
at
in the morning.
4.
4.
3, 4, somewhere around there.
Oh, yeah. Tell me the 10 things that you may not know about Manny Pacquiao ahead of the fight on Saturday.
Coming in at number 10, at the age of 12, he ran away from home after his father cooked and ate his dog. Today, he has a Jack Russell Terrier that runs with him called Pac-Man.
Wow.
Coming in at number 9, he was amazed by Bruce Lee's speed and agility after watching one of his movies for the first time.
Sure.
Manny started to imitate
the movies. Yeah, no, we don't have to read the entire... Just read the first sentence, or else you're going to be here the whole day.
So, the next one, he got his first job at about 6 or 7 years old as an assistant to a very old fisherman.
There we go.
The next one, his first fight was with a group of schoolboys who were bullying him and his younger brother. The next one, he started his professional boxing career in local boxing show on TV called Blow by Blow after lying to producers about his age. And let me skip to the last one. His nickname Pac-Man was not based on a Japanese arcade game of the same name. It's the combination of the first syllables of his first, Man, from Manny, and last name Pac from Pac-Al. That's Pac-Man.
There you go.
How's that? And I finished just in time for your cue music.
Who are you supporting?
Floyd Money Mayweather, of course. And you?
Yeah, he's cool. Justin Bieber's opening for him.
Well, not opening. Justin Bieber's going to be taking out his title belt, and the person who's going to be singing the national anthem is Jamie Foxx.
Very, very cool. All right, let's talk Facebook.
Talk Facebook?
Yeah.
Where do you see anything about Facebook?
It says here, some people do some stupid shit on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So some guy got arrested, and he got let out on bail, and he had to, like return to his bail sheriff.
Mm.
And basically, he skipped it, and then there was a warrant for his arrest, and the county sheriff's department has a Facebook page, and they put out a photo of him and said, warrant for this guy's arrest. And he went... And he went and he liked the post.
Oh, no.
And then they found him.
That's not the smartest thing that you can do.
I think it's pretty funny. How stupid can you be?
That is super, super stupid. It's almost like not knowing who Barbara Streisand is.
She's obviously a singer.
No, you know what? I'm actually envious of the fact that you know so little about these people, because they're probably quite unimportant.
Like Justin Bieber went and he put up a new Instagram photo of his hair. It is... honestly, the sickest haircut ever. He's got blonde streaks in and everything.
Let's have a look. I'm going to have a look.
It's so cool.
What's happening with your hair? Apparently, you've...
Yeah, I'm growing it out.
Okay.
I've started experimenting with Alice bands.
I did see that while I was
gonna
away.
I was going to do a man bun.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, stats have just come out that only 34% of women like man buns.
Oh.
The remaining don't like man buns.
Wow, this picture of Ben Stiller and Justin Bieber for Zoolander 2 has 1 million likes on Instagram.
And it doesn't even look like Justin.
Hmm.
But did you see the photo of his new hair?
It's good makeup. I see that. It looks similar to his old hair.
Well, it's going to look similar to my hair soon as well.
But it's got 1.2 million likes already.
That's a lot.
Hair. It's pretty short on the sides and then kind of flat ironed on the top.
Mm, it's like long and pushed to the right.
Yes. Yeah.
With a bit of blonde streak in it. I think I was going to...
Okay. This is a bottomless pit and we don't want to get sucked into the depths of it. Flax, if people want to connect with you and your hairstyles and your inspirational tweets...
They can follow me on Twitter. Trust me, you want to follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Instagram, also same, Michael Flax. Facebook, Michael Flax. Tinder, Michael Flax. And that's about it.
I'm trying to find some of your inspirational tweets that you like to put up every now and then.
I put up a funny one last night.
I see that one. There's a lot of retweeting here. You think DJ Sebastian's the number one DJ?
He's so good.
Just when you want something is when it doesn't come up, huh?
Mm.
Give me a word of inspiration then for the weekend ahead.
How about I pull up one?
Okay.
Can I tell you about a story in the meantime?
Yeah, sure.
So some guy knocked out his tooth. He's a rugby player.
Yeah.
And what he's done is he got not a fake tooth put in, but he got a bottle opener put in.
Great story.
Are you imagine having a bottle opener?
Yeah, but I mean...
How many do you want?
What? Inspirational tweets?
Yeah.
I just want one.
Winners don't wait for chances, they take them.
Boom. There you go. That happened.